Thank you. love to come again.
Not just for the marathon we're reading this chapter.
Right.
As it's one of the books we're listening to.
Oh, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2. Text number?
5.
Please repeat. Manayaha.
Manayaha.
Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Prishtaha.
Prishtaha.
Aham.
Aham.
Bhavadbihi.
Bhavadbihi.
Loka.
Loka.
Mangalam.
Mangalam.
Yat.
Yat.
Kritaha.
Kritaha.
Krishna,
Krishna,
Samprashnaha,
Samprashnaha,
Yena,
Yena,
Atma,
Atma,
Supersedati,
Supersedati.
And we're coming on to the yesterday, the first three verses about the Mangalacharna, the invocation to this chapter. Introduce, create the right consciousness, evoke blessings, offer one's respects unto the sources of inspiration, and the Supreme Lord Himself, of course, and to establish one's own position as an humble instrument. And now we're coming on to the subject matter, and here Siddha Goswami very nicely praises the devotees who are inquiring from him in the first chapter. We have heard there are many questions asked by the sages of Naimisharanya to Siddha Goswami. They were very desirous to do something for the world's welfare, and they themselves did not know. They were very eager to find out how to benefit the conditioned soul, particularly in this oncoming Kali Yuga. What would be for their benefit in this age? So they were inquiring from the right person, Siddha Goswami. And now Siddha Goswami is about to begin his answers in a nutshell in this second chapter, practically speaking, the entirety of the practical essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is contained within this second chapter of the first canto. This chapter alone is practically enough to bring one to God realization. It contains all of the ingredients of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, more or less. So this is the beginning of this explanation of the solution to the conditioned soul's problems. And we'll read now together, please. Munaya sadu prishtoham.
Munaya sadu prishtoham.
Bhavadi lokamangalam.
Bhavadi lokamangalam.
Yatpita prishtoham. Pita Krishna Samprashno.
Pita Krishna Samprashno.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham.
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham.
Bhavadiye Lokamangalam.
Bhavadiye Lokamangalam.
Pita Krishna Samprashno.
Pita Krishna Samprashno.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham.
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham.
Bhavadiye Lokamangalam.
Bhavadiye Lokamangalam.
Yatpita Krishna Samprashno.
Yatpita Krishna Samprashno.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Yenatma Suprasidati.
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham. samprashna.
Yadvita krishna samprashna.
Yenatma suprasivati.
Yenatma suprasivati. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Is the verse on the board?
The Sanskrit.
English?
No.
I'll repeat the verse. Try to burn it. These verses are worth learning. You probably have more than enough to learn. You can never have too much to learn. But when possible, when to try to recite these verses regularly and learn them and try to apply them in our lives. Bring back memories of this time, it'll be this time of year, no, not this time, earlier this year, so this time, I don't know exactly when, in 2011, 39 years ago, and we didn't have, but at that time actually, some books were coming,
first came out, the only books we had, no one had their own copies of anything, practically speaking. Nothing. Only books were in the temple room. They were kept, they would disappear. So they were just there for the class, basically speaking. If you didn't attend a class, you didn't hear Bhagavatam. There was literally no Bhagavatam to read. And even Bhagavad Gita was rare. Amongst the devotees. Stocks had been distributed and none left. Energy was to sell everything and there was nothing left. If you had a copy of the book in your locker, someone would take it out and sell it. I had a Krishna book when I was in the temple. And within about one day it was gone. Disappeared. Never saw again. So you didn't have any books. So basically it was just hearing the Bhagavatam in class. If you had six classes a day, everybody had to attend everything. It wasn't like, you know, one devotee sat there. But everyone was there. That was the rule of the day. At morning, nectar devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam in class. And in the evening we had four classes in the evening. And before Arti we had Ishapanishad. Usually, and after that you had Bhagavad Gita, and then song class, after Bhagavad Gita, and then, well, there was every class, then we'd have Krishna. So that was like daily fare. In this way we'd hear the books at least. Realize we'd learn it, but at least we'd hear the books on a daily basis. And when the Traveling Sangtam Party started in 1972, the books came from America, you know. Some books came. Not so many, but a lot of Christian books came. And nice, a very hard, beautiful case book. Yellow and blue cover with a picture of that and Krishna in the center of it. Oval. And set. And very, very good quality books. Three small paperback books. We had a few hardbound Krishna books, and the Macmillan Bhagavad Gita arrived. And softbound and hardbound. Full version. Up to then, only the abridged version had been available. That was way out of stock. Long time back. So the full version, they had to go out of stock, otherwise, we wouldn't have got the other one printed. Some Galaxy and Broadway copyrights. So they came. So we were just doing these books, Bhagavad Gita's and these Krishna books. And on the Traveling Sangtam Party, he was traveling around. Party was traveling around. I was on that party for most of the time. And up and down the country, living in a van. Morning, taking a nice hot shower reminded me of the Traveling Sangtam Party. Indirect joke. Not exactly. The thing I'm coming to is that we used to read every morning. We'd have nice class. We'd have get up early in the morning, and we would sneak usually into the university bathrooms. We would leave the window open at night after preaching on the university campus in one of the bathrooms, and then we would park our car out van near the university. We would park if we could, sleep in the van, and then leaving the window open, one boy would climb through the window and then open the door, so we'd all go in and take our baths in the university and bathrooms, all the bathrooms. And then we would have our morning program full on. Program in the van. Sometimes we'd have to take baths in different places, of course, lots of stories. But we would read, after finishing our japa, we would read Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is what we'd read. And specifically, we would recite the second chapter. And of course, we'd take in turns. Everyone in the party would take in turns to give class. That way devotees got familiar with giving class. class, even though you'd only been 3-4 months devoted. After 3 months, I had to get the first class in very place in front of everybody. Still back then. That was how it was. Because the boys got familiar with speaking in front of others. And we would read this Bhagavatam on the Traveling Sanctum party, which we didn't have the copies for Sanctum, but we had a cassette for the one first country. So that was wonderful. We'd recite it, and practically speaking, at least we learned most of the verses of this chapter. Of course, a long time became rusty and forgotten probably most of them. But that was how it was. We recite them daily. It was really powerful. The second chapter is a very, very powerful chapter to study regularly. Bhagavatam. And after Bhagavatam class, we would have breakfast, which would consist of usually muesli and hot milk and dates and bananas and things like that. And we go on Sankirtan. Five of us, sometimes even six. We had one devotee who was a cook on a part of the Vedic charity that came on after a while, basically to cook and just to keep the vehicle together, good driver. He came on the party. And he was a cook, so the breakfast would be real simple. And we would go on the street, and in the morning from like go at about 9:30 until about 12, just doing books. And we weren't very expert, but we would try our best to just do books. And at 12:30, something like that, we would more or less stop the distribution. We had BTGs at that time. We would bring out the BTGs, and then the Harinam would start, and then Lady Charlie or David Dharma, who was, I don't know if they're both at the same time, but they would come out and to the Harinam. Four of us were just doing books. The others would come out to the Harinam. And then we'd have Harinam for about an hour and a half, until about 2 o'clock. And someone would be just doing BTGs. Because it was very busy lunch hour, and it's hard to distribute. We found it hard to distribute books to too much pressure. So then about 2 o'clock we would go back to the van. And Lady Charya had been cooking in the morning. And we would cook about 8-course lunch. It was brilliant. Really good. I mean, we really had a feast today. Every day a feast. What something. Amazing prasad. Old hot, steaming hot prasad. We go back a little earlier and eat it. And then we come back in about 2:30, we take lunch. Take a little rest after lunch, and then about 4:30, in the Bhagavatam, we'd have Bhagavad Gita class for an hour. And then about 5:30, 6 o'clock, we'd head off to the university campus and go door to door. In the university, sometimes they would even have, we'd even be on that university kind of broadcast system. And people, they were very open in those days, we go door to door preaching. Seeing Prabhupada's books in the university, then about 9 o'clock we come back, take hot milk, read Krishna book and go to bed. At 9:30, get up about 3:30, like that. That was our daily schedule. We were very tight every day, we go to university. Weekends we'd have Saturday, depending on where we were, we would go out all day long, we'd print on Friday, usually we'd write it Friday night, and then some of the photocopy of, we'd always make an arrangement with some, usually a hippie, someone, some house, some hippie, you know, house or whatever it is. And we'd have a Sunday program there, and we'd advertise it, usually without their knowledge. And we're going to have a Sunday program in their house. And we'd print out a photocopy of the address and leaflets from Saturday going on Harinam, books and BTGs, and giving out these leaflets and inviting people. And Sunday we'd have a program in their house. And quite a few devotees joined from that. Moksha Lakshmi, Adishekar, Kamalani, Shamsundari, Kamalakanti, different devotees around the country, and became the other end, became more or less devotees because of this type of program. It was very effective in those were the different situations in those days. It was that act according to times that are with us, but that was how it was in those days. A very, very wonderful program. Especially this recital of this Bhagavatam stuck in our hearts throughout the years. Very worthwhile reading. So we're reading the verse again. Please repeat, try to learn it. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare.
Only
questions of this sort
are
capable of completely satisfying the self. Sitting has been hearing, stated hearing before, that in the Bhagavatam the absolute truth is to be known. The questions of the sages of Naimisharanya are proper and just, because they pertain to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, and by the way, 15:15 is the most quoted verse in all of Srila Prabhupada's books by Srila Prabhupada. He quoted this verse more than any other verse. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urge for searching after Him, Lord Krishna. You can see that in any way. Although people don't know it, they're really searching after Krishna. One who has transcendental vision can see that, even though they're looking in the wrong place. They're ultimately looking for Krishna. And maybe in ignorance. But they're looking really for Krishna. They're looking for, you say, complete satisfaction. They're looking for love. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for whatever. They're looking for everything they want. Ultimately, and even what they're looking at is nothing. It's the energy of Krishna. The energy and the energetic source, although are simultaneously one and different, nonetheless, this material energy is also, in one sense, it is Krishna. You just don't know the impersonalist path or the ignorant path of gross materialism, they don't know that actually this is another form of Krishna. But everyone is actually searching in this way. Krishna is present in everything. Thus, the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all Vedic scriptures. But the purpose of the Vedas is ultimately to direct one to Krishna, as chapter 15:15 states. So many other statements are there in scriptures, indicating that the goal, the cause of all causes is Krishna. The purpose of everything is Krishna. Later on, in this chapter, actually, we'll see one verse. Goal, purpose of yoga, and the purpose of everything is to know Krishna. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, the beasts, and men are all busy in the matter of perpetual questions and answers. Unfortunately, nowadays, questions and answers are not so inclusive. It's recommended for answering a question, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. You want to understand Brahmanishtam, the knowledge of the spiritual knowledge, one must approach a spiritual master. Imperative required. Later in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Tadvidhi, Panipatina, Pariparishnaya, Sevan, Upadeshanti, Kriyan, Yanastapadarshan. One should inquire from the bona fide spiritual master to understand the nature of the absolute truth. Purpose of human life. Maybe in the second chapter, for instance, of this Srimad Bhagavatam, human life is meant for this, meant for inquiring into the absolute truth, not for material inquiry. Although that's usually what people are doing. They're usually inquiring, and they also go to their groups. They have their groups. They have their computer group, their football group. They simply may call them. The terms are there. They use the word guru to describe somebody who is supposedly expert in that field. And of course, we all go to the most expert guru of all gurus now to answer everything, even spiritual questions now. Somebody asks you a question, you just say, ask Google Guru. Don't ask me. think gives you the answer. You don't have to know anything anymore. Just ask Google Swami. He's the Jagat Guru. That's everything. Immaterial answer to everything. Well, not quite, but anyway. That's often the case. So, but people do ask numerous questions, even it says here, although they may not go to Google Swami. The birds, the beasts, they're also busy in the matter of, and men, of course, in perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening, also the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. Yes, they're asking, you know, what are they asking? I can't imagine. They're asking, where are the worms? I don't know what they're asking. What do they talk about birds, I wonder? They talk about their home and their family. I don't know what they're talking about. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. The businessmen in the market are busy with questions and answers. And so also the lawyers in the court and the students in schools and colleges. The legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers. And the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they're not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of soul can only be obtained by questions and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, an object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. Amazing. We can't stop questions and answers. They may be, the answer may not be correct, it still goes on. The question may not be relevant in one sense. You have to always think of something to ask, something to say. It never stops. Which maybe emerge into the impersonal Brahman and bring some cessation to that process to a certain extent. But questions and answers otherwise are always going on, whether in heaven or hell, or on this planet, amongst what species of life. As the lower the consciousness, one would consider that the questions and answers are lesser and lesser, but especially in human form of life, questions and answers are very prominent. Especially. And again, on the level of consciousness, the living entity, those who are very dull, may not ask many questions or get many answers. But those are a little more evolved, they're always busy asking questions. You know, children are oftentimes very, very busy. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? What's this? What's that? Sometimes drive you crazy. They're always asking questions. Although they go on making such questions, they're not satisfied. Krishna is our most intimate master. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are not, if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We can't live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because in their minds, we're also asking questions. All the time it's going on. And we're trying to get answers. Intelligence is trying to suss out the answer. Different ways. Leaking the memory. Trying to logically work it out. All those questions and answers. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna, we can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. This is interesting because although we may ourselves not literally asking the question, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the questions and answers are given. Sometimes rather referred to the fact that sometimes the Buddha is not in a position to ask questions, probably said the questions answers, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. You'll get the answers to everything in Srimad Bhagavatam. All of our questions will be answered by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything. Attentive hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not different than attentive hearing of the holy name, is the solution, is the answer to our quest to satisfy the soul. But we don't accept the nature of the soul or understand it maybe, but the principle is it's the soul that is trying to get satisfaction, and the body and the mind is just a vehicle to try to satisfy the soul due to identity crisis and illusion and karma and so many things, ignorance and envy, and so many factors involved. The living energy is unaware of that and is very, very busy trying to satisfy the soul by material endeavor. But no amount of material endeavor can satisfy the soul, because material world is superfluous. It's not to push among shakshank, but feel it hopes you be, it's superfluous to the soul. It has nothing really to do with the soul, with material world, directly. But because of our ignorance, because of our forgetfulness of Krishna, therefore we search in the material world for Krishna. Connection with Krishna is the secret. Connection with Krishna means satisfaction of the soul. And when we turn away from Krishna, Krishna provides, this is one of the features he provides, this material world, and we try to find that satisfaction of connecting with Krishna by connecting with Krishna's energy in the form of the material world. But it will never satisfy the soul. Not completely at all. It may temporarily satisfy a temporary desire, mind may be a little peaceful, or some material facilities may be there, and maybe feeling some kind of temporary satisfaction, a little bit of pleasure, but not satisfying the soul. Not deep down, there's always a dissatisfaction, and as always, of course, there's the fear of the cessation of that source of pleasure, which naturally will come in time. So for satisfaction of the soul, we have to connect with Krishna, and we have to learn how to connect everything with Krishna. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, how to connect everything to Krishna. And when everything's connected to Krishna, then we can hear about Krishna, really. And also hear, even if we're not connected to Krishna, but it won't have quite the same effect. When we understand that everything's connected to Krishna, nothing is real, everything is Krishna's energy. Everything belongs to Krishna. The question is, in the beginning, maybe doubts, maybe whatever it is, questioning of that kind. In the more advanced state, when understanding is connected to Krishna, the question is maybe more personal. Like in the spiritual world, everyone's asking questions. What's Krishna doing? What did he do today? What color was his cloth? You know, what happened? How many cows were there? What were their names? You know, what did they do? What did he have for breakfast this morning? You can also start asking questions like this, but we're on that level. But in this question, what color was Krishna's dressed today? What did he have in his hair? This will help us to at least visualize a picture of Krishna in the mirror of the mind, which will purify our mind of the tendency to ask questions about the weather or the politics or whatever nonsense things that we have to deal with in this world. Questions about Krishna, they will purify our mind. Or if we're maybe not like that, but if we have questions which help us to advance in spiritual life. How to overcome the anarthas. Serious, the questions should be genuine, not frivolous, waste just for the sake of asking a question. What type of group policy is it? Or something to be relevant sort of a question. We may sometimes waste our time on that, but our questions should be relevant. They should help us to remember Krishna. Might help us to become more focused in our devotional practices. Or questions which may help bring more pleasure to Krishna. Like, how can we cook a nicer offering to Krishna? How can we distribute more books for the pleasure of Krishna? How can we chant more pure
platform. They're inquiring directly, maybe a little bit indirectly. They're also connected to Krishna, so they are relevant to the world's welfare. As the sages' questions were all relevant to the world's welfare. They were the same questions, basically. Concerned about the suffering condition of human society. An advanced devotee of the Lord is always concerned, as Paradupa Dukhi, about the conditioned soul. And always asking questions, or if he has the answers, giving the answers. Always inquisitive how one can assist, or how one can help relieve the conditioned souls and in a distressful condition. How you can deliver Krishna consciousness to them. This is the actual business of a devotee in this world. How to spread this message to Krishna consciousness. Always racking their brains. Racking their brains, thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness. Right? How can we spread this Krishna consciousness movement? We're not machines. We're persons. We should make this conscious endeavor to together endeavor. How we can spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Approach the right source. We can approach Radha Vandanishwar also. And discuss amongst ourselves how we can distribute more books, or how we can introduce or connect more people to Krishna consciousness. How we can do that. These queries are very relevant. And Prabhupada finishes off the purport here. He said, by reading and hearing this transcendental literature, we can derive the highest satisfaction. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-around solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things. And this is a very important subject matter to understand by attentively hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by Bhagavad-gita, the holy name. Then, in one sense, of course, not that we become completely callous to everything else, but in reality, this will solve all problems. It will solve all problems. Because all problems are stemming from ignorance, from our illusion of identifying with this body and so on, and being attached to this material world. And wanting to glorify ourselves and glorify other forms of this world, the Srimad Bhagavatam help cure us of that disease and focus our attention on glorifying Krishna. And when we put Krishna in the center, all problems are solved. All problems are solved. No matter what it is. So, we'll finish there. Any questions? Today, your book distribution is going faster and faster. More and more books, I hope, will be distributed here for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. And I guess the book's grossly here, down here somewhere. Prabhupada would like to hear the book's course. 1977, when Prabhupada was at the manor. Yeah, in the book marathon. In September, early September, and when Prabhupada would come, the book distribution would always increase. Sometimes when the gurus come now, everything stops. But that wasn't the case when Prabhupada came. Everybody, more devotees than usual, would go out on Sankirtan and more books would be distributed. Those would stay up longer and distribute more books. We'd just be more inspired and more enthused, more empowered to distribute more books. So we were in Mars in 1977. Prabhupada came to them that time. And so Prabhupada's secretary thought it was a disturbance to Prabhupada, whose health was very weak, to read him the Sankirtan scores every day. And Prabhupada complained. He said, when he wanted to hear these scores, they were his life. They gave him life to hear the scores of how much his books were being distributed. It's not so much a false egotistical. Most people would think that's some kind of false ego. I was just happy to hear how so many conditioned souls were receiving, because Prabhupada never saw them as his books. For the sake of
understanding, sometimes it would be said like that, but Prabhupada always seen them as Krishna's books. And he was very pleased to see Krishna's books getting distributed to Krishna's devotees who'd forgotten that they're his devotees. Prabhupada was very pleased with them. He was very pleased with the devotees that were distributing the books. No matter how few or many they distributed, he was very pleased. What great satisfaction to Śrīla Prabhupāda. We should try to take as much opportunity as we can to distribute Prabhupada's books wherever we are, whenever we are. Keep some books with us, not just during the marathon. And whenever you can, show them, distribute them, whatever it is to them, wherever we meet. This is fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's instruction, wherever we go, wherever we meet, we should try to give them a chance to become Krishna conscious. This way become Guru, deliver everyone in the land. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Said one time, England better than America for book distribution. It was smaller. But Prabhupada would encourage you with the book. Everywhere you go, he would sometimes make statements like that. So, a great preaching field, there's no doubt. The people are, you know, okay, they're materially engrossed, but they're a little bit, their hearts are a little bit softened over the lifetimes. Many of them have taken birth again, having come in contact with devotees in their previous life. Many of them have taken birth again. Their hearts are a little softened. But just have to, I guess, as we're already doing, but there's not enough of us, no doubt, doing it. But the only problem is, that's probably the only problem, there's not enough of us to go out there and give enough association so they can advance a little faster. We can advance too, maybe. But it's a great preaching field. There's no shortage, even though there's some kind of economic recess. I don't know if it really is or not, but they say there is. Still, the field is very wonderful for Sankirtan. Wonderful for Harinama distribution, whatever, prasad distribution, whatever other empowered methods of distributing Krishna consciousness. Especially we see it even in Manchester yesterday, the day before Harinam in Manchester, how many people were just smiling. It was raining, it was 1 degree centigrade, and the rain was coming down. Some of them went out, 8, 9 devotees, I suppose, and the people were just so happy to see the devotees dancing and chanting. So happy. See how it was a little bit different than 30, 40 years ago. It was tough. It was much easier now. Much easier. In one sense. We have only one problem, usually, that's our mind. Not really any other problem. No problem. You know, I mean, sometimes there's some legal problem, sometimes something else, but generally speaking, there's not an awful lot, at least here in this country. Right field. Just have to go out there and pick it. Great opportunity. So please learn this verse, and tomorrow's, especially tomorrow's verse, I guess you have tomorrow's verse, and especially the verse the day after, and even more so the day after that. Every day, these verses have to be learned. Take it beyond Sankirtan, will give you strength. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Jai. Jai Shri Srila Rudraneshwara ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have the Sankirtan. Long list, like a beautiful morning. yesterday on book distribution. Gita Jayanti Day. Please excuse me if I don't pronounce the names quite correctly, but I'll try. Dr. Marut Romaine. This is Marut Romaine. Is he here? Marut. With one Lakshmi point, one Mahavi book, and two book points. And with five Lakshmi points, one Mahavi book, and two book points, Modi Mahara Prabhu. And with 17 Lakshmi points, four small books, two Mahavi books, and five book points, back to Aryan. Lisa Rita Aryan. And with 30 Lakshmi points, from 7 medium books, 5 Maha big books, and 13.5 book points, Gaur Kishore Council Group. And with 49 Lakshmis, 11 small, 10 Maha big, and 22.75 book points, back to Bash. Don't finish there, keep going. Bash means stop, don't stop. Back to, oh, then 48 Lakshmi points, 12 Maha big, and 24 book points. Back to Noi. Joy. And with 50 Lakshmi points, 4 small books, 12 Maha big, 25 book points. Birbhadra Prabhu. And with 91 Lakshmi points, including a special donation from the solicitor who won the legal case for the Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1990-something. He met him on the street and gave him a donation. 91 Lakshmi points, 2 medium books, 13 big books, 29 big book points, Keshinath Prabhu. And 73 Lakshmi points, 1 medium book, 19 big books, 38.5 book points. 73 Lakshmi points, back to Pasha. And with 64 Lakshmi points, 5 small, 6 medium, 18 Maha, 40.25 book points, Uddhava Damodar Prabhu. 41 Lakshmi points, 8 medium, 19 Maha, 42 book points. GR, what's that mean, GR? Vrindavan Prabhu. Good. What's the GR mean? Oh, Govinda. And with 80 Lakshmi points, 28 Maha, 56 book points, Gandaki Das. And now we're getting to the big league. 199 Lakshmi points, 52 Maha, 104 book points, Sundar Nitai Das. Well and truly beaten though. With 258 Lakshmi points, 52 Maha books, 104 Lakshmi point, book points rather. His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I think Prabhupada did them all. Final figure, total figure. Maybe he's done something within the total as well. How did he do that? Kind of hands them off the altar there or something.
That's a book.
Whatever's distilled on the assassin. They go in the donation box and then whatever. Amazing.
So he won last year.
Prabhupada won. I put some money in the box the other day when I left the bank.
Put it all in.
You have to give me some first.
I gotta get some first.
And then with 269 Lakshmi points, 64 Maha, 128 book points, back to Laurie. And there is, oh my goodness, 252 Lakshmi points, 72 Maha books, 144 book points, Baba Bhakti Cancelling Group. Cancelling Group. And then with 267 Lakshmi points, 3 small, 1 medium, 75 Maha, 151.25 book points. Back to Alexi. I'm afraid you're in fourth place, boy. Third place with 500 Lakshmi points. 11 medium, 11 big, 107 maha. Should have one more. 107 maha. 230.5 book points. Sharada Mataji. Distribution and top two for the day with 678 Lakshmi, 188 Maha, 376 book points. Shastadan sponsorship. What is the Shastadan sponsorship?
Tripad.
And then with, oh, top of the day, 2,674 Lakshmi points. Can you believe it? Do you believe this? Two small, one medium, one big. 664 Maha big book. 1,330 book points. Guess who? Jai Nitai Prabhu! Total of, I don't know how many devotees, but 20, I think, 20 devotees, 5,646 Lakshmi. 29 small, 37 medium, 12 big, 1,414 Maha books, 2,867.75 book points, and then the book distribution key. Total top
school.
National, my God. Top four. The top four in 4 days of Sankirtan, that's the total, but number four is Sundanitai Prabhu. He's done 551 book points. He's in number four. Fourth place. Well, you're really leaving them all standing. Where's the Scottish devotees? They're not there. Third place from the manor is Ananda Chaitanya Das. And in second place is back to Alexi. And in first place, these devotees are all the number 600 book points. Over 300 Maha big books in 4 days. In first place, 647 book points. 323 Maha books, 1,227 Lakshmi points. In first place from Soho Street, back to Laurie. Yesterday, Govinda's, no, restaurant, restaurant, Govinda's restaurant, 1,522 luxury points and 218 guests. Alright, can I get the distribution, please, guys? That's a lot more than last year, isn't it?
A lot more.
Books going out more than last year?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Wonderful.
So I'd like to thank Marge for coming and giving a class in his association. He leaves us today to go back to Malaysia. Please give us your blessings, Marge, before you go, that we can please Srila Prabhupada by distributing more of our books. Let us express our gratitude and appreciation of Solanus Jananda Marge by chanting very loudly, three, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Solanus Jananda Marge, ki jai! So we just need volunteers on the ladies' side to serve prasadam this morning, and volunteers on the men's side, volunteers, and to clean up the temple room after breakfast. One, we need at least two, if someone else can volunteer to help with that service. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll say our prayer, as it seems like it's working now. Dear Shri Shri Radha Vandanishwar, Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra, Shishi Gauranitaj and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada.